Disney heads, get your heads out of the clouds, back from outer space, down to planet Earth, and get ready for this awesome podcast episode starring me. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Casey. And this is Disney Channel Surfers.
Yeah, where we ride the waves of nostalgia, revisiting some of our favorite Disney movies from when we were growing up and stuff. It's basically the rule is if it was on the Disney Channel,
we cover it, okay?
Totally. And sometimes it's more like if we think it was on the Disney Channel, then we do it. Which might be the case with this one. This might have been more of a Nickelodeon thing.
It
feels a little more at home at Nickelodeon. Yeah.
But the director.
Ah, yes. The director, Manny Soto? What was it? Manny...
I think it is.
Manny Coto.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Manny Coto is responsible for actually a lot of, like, TV shows that are pretty popular, like 24.
Oh, Josh fucking loved that show.
Wrote like, a few versions of that.
Really, really religiously watched it and all of the spinoffs.
Nice. So
yeah.
He's responsible for a lot of those. Cool. And he directed Xenon the Sequel and The Other Me, two DCOMs.
Yeah, DCOMs.
We covered neither of those.
Right, but we did cover Xenon. Check
yes.
it out.
Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Yeah.
But the movie we covered this week, you voted, we listened. Some of you responded. Admittedly, these were not well known. And plus one of them, I'm sure most of you were like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, agreed.
If you watch the trailer for it, though, it's actually great. Especially the trailer from the Disney Channel, that was fun to see. So it was proof. It's like, no, I know. Like, you wouldn't think that this was on the Disney Channel, but it was.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think we got the better of the two, though, here.
I think so, too. This wasn't as bad as I was anticipating.
Yeah, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Good.
I didn't love it, but...
Right, and what did we watch? Like, we haven't even said what
it is. Star Kid.
Star Kid.
That's right.
So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So directed by Manny Soto, starring the kid from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Also known as,
Spencer?
Well, yeah, but Joseph Mazzello. Oh,
that's his name.
Right after Jurassic Park, this must have been. Or pretty close to it. Yeah, he stars in this. We got Joey Simran. Joey Simran. Nice. Simran.
Nice.
As Turbo, the bully guy. Mm-hmm. Alex Daniels was the stuntman doing a lot of the cyber suit action. And then Arthur Burghart was the voice of the cyber suit.
Okay.
We got the aunt from Xenon.
Also from an episode of Friends. She dated Joey. She was the fruit basket lady. Sorry, I don't know her name in that. But she loved fruit baskets. Loved them.
Loved them. It's okay, so this movie, it opens up with, I mean, it opens right up with some space action.
Space shit, yeah.
I
will say, like, the 90s space aesthetic that was going on was really fun and nostalgic,
yeah.
Even though I don't think I've ever seen this movie. I just was like, oh, this feels like my timeline.
Yeah.
You know, so that was kind of comforting and fun.
Which means a lot of, like, practical costumes, kind of bulky costumes,
mm-hmm.
honestly, by today's standards. Like,
yeah.
The graphics weren't that bad. Like, they hold up pretty well, but they're just definitely dated. Like,
yeah,
that's
for
all.
Sure.
It's not that it's not the quality of it. You know, sometimes that gives it away. Like,
yeah.
Like, Matrix 2, it's like, eesh, that does not hold up.
Yeah, that was rough.
Look, it's a computer game Neo.
Sorry. Like, yeah, that was rough.
But no, this stuff holds up pretty well. And it does. We get a lot of, like, exposition. Like, I gotta say, the lore of this is pretty in-depth and maybe a little too much.
I agree.
I think it was going to be a TV show or a comic book series, and that makes sense.
Oh. Yeah, it really would have made sense to make it a comic book.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did this movie do well?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Bummer.
And this was theatrically released, I think. Like, this wasn't no TV movie or something. The music is so intense and it doesn't let up like the whole movie. Like, yes. That was something I found distracting. It was just like everything is just dun. I'm like, whoa. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Good movies, like with good soundtracks, like they know when to play it up and play it down, right? I'm thinking Jurassic Park. I'm thinking Indiana Jones. I'm thinking Star Wars.
These are all
like...
John Williams. Oh, by the way, all John Williams.
He does
composed
killer soundtracks, yeah. Guys.
So does Danny Elfman.
Yeah. What does he do?
Beetlejuice.
Oh fuck yeah!
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Great. You're speaking my language.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Exactly. It's the proper response to that movie. Yeah, there's Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Oh, I love that movie. And then there's Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka. Should have been great. Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter. Should have been great.
Was better than Johnny Depp as Willy Wonka.
True. And I mean, that's in, even with him
the
doing
thing
that
Futterwhack
and shit.
The thing about the Alice in Wonderland movies that like just frustrate, I am a lover of Alice in Wonderland.
They got it right twice.
When and when? The cartoon?
You know. No, not
what
that.
What are you talking about?
So you know one of them. The 90s TV movie.
Oh my god, you guys, that's like an acid trip of a movie. It's great.
Which Alice in Wonderland is.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the thing about the new Johnny Depp Alice in Wonderlands is like they need to be like they were too like scary looking like right. For what they were supposed to be. Like I thought they needed to be more like trippy, more like pretty and colorful. They were kind of dark.
Of course.
Tim you know? Burton. I know. It's Tim Burton. That's why.
We thought the Tim Burton aesthetic was going to work for Alice in Wonderland. I don't know why.
To me, it just didn't. I love Alice in Wonderland so much. Like, I've read the book. I've watched pretty much all of the different adaptations. Like, just kind of a bummer. I saw them all in the theater, though.
You saw the sequel? Why would you do that to yourself? Why?
Because I like Alice in Wonderland, and yeah. Josh and I used to go to the movie anytime there was a movie. Like, that's what we did as dates, and I'm pretty sure that was when we were still really young.
The first Alice in Wonderland came out when there was that weird boom of 3D movies. What a weird time that was. Because they still do it now and then, but way less than, like, everything was 3D, and everything was, like, being redone to be 3D. It was a weird time because
that was
some movies suffered for that reason.
A weird time in our lives. And then there were like, because this is, you're right, it's during that boom of time because that's also like around the same time that Avatar came out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they did it.
And Avatar worked. It worked that it was 3D. It
for
was
sure.
A beautiful movie. Like, I like that movie.
Tell
I know
me about it.
Hate.
Can you remember anything about that movie?
Yeah, of course I can. I can remember the scenery really well.
It's so weird.
You know what it is?
It's
like
a cultural phenomenon where it's like best movie of all time.
No, I would not agree with that.
Well, according to the box office, greatest movie of all time.
Well, it's sort of like The Little Mermaid, except for like it's a guy going in. It's sort of Little Mermaid.
Well, it's Fern Gully meets Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, yes. Fern Gully, yes. That makes, yep.
James Cameron.
I'm sorry.
And then the Avengers beat it. And then Avatar took it back because James Cameron couldn't just... Well, no, to be fair. Like, it got re-released in China.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Still waiting for that sequel.
And then the Russo brothers tried to be all... Didn't try. They were being classy and, like, posted, like, a... It was the Avengers logo, but it faded into the Avatar logo. Being like, oh, well... best, congratulations, James Cameron. It's like, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that for him. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No.
I do like his attention to detail.
Whose?
James Cameron.
Yeah, sure.
Titanic, like...
Yeah, just keep visiting the Titanic. Like, just keep going to the Titanic. Leave us alone. Like, go be with the Titanic.
Back to this shitty movie we're talking about.
Not shitty. It's fine. Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It's okay. Not the best.
It wasn't the worst movie we've watched by far.
No.
It kept my interest. I hated the voice the robot had. Let's just get into it.
It gets annoying after a while.
It does. So we see aliens. They're being attacked.
Yes, these, and they have names and everything. Yeah. Don't expect me to remember what they are.
No.
Tarkins, maybe? Something like that. These characters, they look like, okay, there was this crappier version of E.T. that came out called Mac and Me. Hmm. These creatures look like multiple, like, Mac and Me's. And they're the crappiest looking puppets in this thing, I think.
I agree.
And they gave them like polyps that resemble mustaches for whatever reason. I love how aliens always have to have like humanoid qualities.
Yes.
Like they have an equivalent of a mustache, even though would it make sense for that species to have a mustache?
Right.
Probably not. Anyway, let's not get into that.
Aliens, guys.
Lore. Okay, so yeah, basically it comes down to there's this alien race that is bad and it's seeking to, whatever, you know, take over all the planets.
Sorry,
and stuff.
I'm going to derail us again. Did you see like that weird meteor shower thing in Oregon?
No.
Oh my gosh, you guys, like a week ago, we were sitting on the couch or whatever and my phone bings and I look down and like, everybody in Gresham, which is where I live, is posting on the Gresham forum like pictures of like some kind of weird meteor shower. It could be seen all across Oregon. Like nobody has any explanations for it.
Oh no.
Aliens.
Josh must be freaking out.
Josh was very excited. I was very excited. Aliens.
Or experimentation done by the government.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, but they hate us.
That's true. But anyways, check it out, guys. Look up Meteor Oregon. Google something.
Okay.
Because it wasn't actually a meteor, so I don't know what you should Google, but it should pull it up.
Okay.
But people were calling it, they thought it was a meteor shower at first, and then the news picked it up, and they were like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's some chemical,
I don't know.
It's usually that, though, right?
We have that happening. There's like a lot going on this alien planet and they're trying to get a processor thing away.
A very Superman situation where it's like, okay, we gotta jettison this pod into orbit so that our work won't be wasted, you know. These scientists had been working on something. They launch this pod off into space, it gets out of there just before. This is weird because basically the planet blows up at that point, right?
Yeah.
But aliens survived.
Somehow. Hmm.
Anyway.
We never get an explanation
giant
for that.
Hole? Maybe. Okay. So this pod is sailing through space. It's heading towards Earth and everything. Meanwhile, on Earth, we got this loser kid getting bullied on the playground. Typical loser.
Yeah,
like,
big bully.
Big bully.
All the kids are saying, fight, fight, fight.
It's so stupid. Like, I love the state, like, it very 90s staged scenes.
It 100% is, yeah.
Like, oh, this is our bullying scene. You had to have a crowd. I love it. Think of the situations that you've witnessed fights. Like, they tend to happen out of nowhere, usually. They escalate quite quickly. Like, crowds, like, they do form quickly, but they also move on. And you got people that don't want to see a fight. Like,
not kids, though.
Yeah, true.
Oh my gosh. I remember in middle school, like, it going around, everybody whispering to each other, like, hey, you know, so-and-so are going to meet after school, behind the school, and they're going to fight. And, like, everybody would go. Sometimes they did.
Sometimes they
usually got caught.
Yeah.
Because, like, if all these kids are talking about it, the teachers are going to hear about it.
Yeah.
But I remember kids, like, chanting, fight, fight. Yeah. And I would be like, huh.
That's so, yeah, exactly. Standing by and being like, huh, humanity is
I've never been a big fighter, but I was also too shy to be like, guys, don't you want to just talk this out? Because I could never do something like that.
Because
but...
you knew if you did, like, you'd get shut down because
right.
people are assholes.
Right. I was too shy, too.
Even though afterwards, then in the assembly meeting, they would be like, now you all understand that fighting's not right. And like, oh, yeah, totally.
We shouldn't have.
We shouldn't have, like, why would they allow that to happen? It's like, really, motherfucker? Because I was the one that, I was the only one saying, like, don't do this.
Don't and, fight.
Meanwhile, I'm the dick. Okay. So Spencer being bullied. It's the kid from Jurassic Park. So his voice is a little annoying, honestly. It kind
Spencer's
of,
is?
Like, the cyber suit voice wears on you, and then Spencer's voice wears on you. It's not a good movie for voices.
Yeah, I just kept thinking, like, oh, he needs to hit puberty.
Right. Because he still does kind of sound like he did in Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
But with those... testicles wanting to drop, damn it.
Like. Nice. I love his little red hair, though. I was like, you know, the redheads did get picked on more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they have no souls. So it's really... they're asking for it.
I really want a redhead child. But maybe I don't, because that's so mean.
I'm kidding. Do any of the redheads listening, don't... Leave,
don't leave us.
We love you. We support all redheads.
You do have a soul somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Teacher broke it up.
She breaks it up.
And
I love that the bully kid. By the way, named Turbo. Weird.
Turbo. Yeah.
But when you see the father, it makes sense.
It totally freaking does. All of him makes sense at that point.
So, this kid, I love, and see, here's the thing I do enjoy it. I hate seeing bullying in movies and
me
stuff.
Too.
But sometimes, especially 90s, 2000s stuff, the things they give them to say.
Oh my God.
Is so interesting.
You're going to be USDA.
DA choice dead meat.
I was like.
Too much. It's too much.
What?
It's like,
also, like, what kid.
That's
would
what
say
I'm saying.
That.
It's too much. It takes too much thought. Like, well, okay, it works because it's clearly something he heard his dad say.
Yeah.
So that track, I kind of liked that.
It was a full circle, like, moment, yeah.
Where it's just like, I don't even know what this means, but my dad says it to me before he beats the crap out of me. Mm. Yeah, right?
Mm. it's really dark. It's really, really sad.
So I'm going to say it to you, and I'm going to take out my... You know, very, you know, it has a lot to say about bullying, really.
It actually did.
It did.
I feel like we learned a lesson.
So, yeah, your USDA choice, dead meat. And then you're bracing yourself for it because this thing is, like, 90s and 2000s punches, like, bullying mm-hmm. punches, like, hurt. Like,
yeah.
They hurt you personally.
Well, it's partly the camera angles are
yeah.
pretty good.
Because they did it to, like, it's like, no, this is horrifying. It's like, ah! Get me out of here.
Yeah, seriously.
So you're getting ready for the punch. It doesn't happen. Gets cut off. Thank
Yay.
Goodness.
Yay. Teacher breaks
he
it up.
He spits in the middle of the comic book. Saved your spot for you. I like that, actually.
Oh, my God.
Saved your spot for you.
As a book lover, I found that repulsive. Rude as fuck.
And I love how it even kicks off the fight. Is he just pushes the little tetherball thing aside. And it just grazes his baseball cap. But also, realistic, it's like, that's all it takes sometimes. Like, you fucking, you breathe my air? This
yeah.
is my air!
Yeah. No, that kid is an asshole.
You looking at me like that? Like, I was not actually,
I was
it's
just
news to me that
space,
I was, yeah,
like,
it's news to me that I was looking at you at
yes.
all.
yeah.
So, breaks it up. Oh, the teacher has a little heart-to-heart with Spencer
she
after
does,
class.
Yeah.
And
we see that he kind of has a crush.
What?
Spencer.
Oh, right. You're right. Yes.
She also likes
comic books.
I forget
her name. Sorry.
I don't know.
You know what? Like, here's another flaw of 90s, 2000s, though, is purposely... Well, not purposely. Who knows? Like, just flat female characters.
Yes.
Like, you know.
The only thing we know about her is that she likes something that Spencer likes.
But she doesn't, it just sucks because she doesn't even really connect to it. Like, it's clearly a written line. Like, they hired her to be like, oh, be cute girl and just say this stuff. Even though like, if this was made now, like, she wouldn't be, like, she wouldn't be all coy and anything. Like, yeah, she'd go up to him, like, what, sorry, like, I don't know. But it just feels like it would, she'd just be like, oh, yeah, like, night. Stalker. Wait, what was it? Night Warrior.
I don't even know.
Night Warrior.
Yeah.
Spencer can't even talk.
He's relatable. Totally tongue-tied. I get this. Me too. I get shy and embarrassed. Like,
not to this degree, I guess. I just don't talk. I don't engage.
No, I get it.
But if you approach me, hey, I'll open up relatively quick.
Me too. Unless you're too aggressive, and then I just shut down.
No, get away from me. Yeah, has a heart-to-heart with the teacher where she basically says, like, oh, yeah, uses a tarantula as a metaphor.
And she makes him hold it. Yikes.
And he's like, don't move.
I get it, kid.
She used to have a problem with facing her fears. She got a tarantula, or her dad got her a tarantula, knowing full well that she would have to change out that water. And when she did, she'd have to reach in there. Yeah, very baby boomer parenting right
now.
Yeah,
I was going to say, this is actually, like, super fucked up. Like, if your child has a legitimate fear of something, you don't just, like, buy it for them as a pet.
Yeah.
Like, I think that the right route is to, like, teach kids about why spiders are helpful for the environment and why they're good creatures and let them, like, not want to pick them up if they don't want to.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
There's, like, plenty of people that do that. Just teach them.
There's plenty of people to pick up spiders.
Yeah, like, don't.
Like, Colleen.
Yeah, hey, Colleen. I, she loves them. That's great. Spiders are super good for the gross world, but I don't like them either.
They're icky.
But,
that's a scientific term.
It is.
So, this was kind of nice. Like, it's like, and I love it. Again, a very 90s, 2000s yes stage scene. The heart-to-heart with the teacher that ends with the kid always saying, hey, thanks, Mrs. So-and-so. It's like, you're welcome, Spencer.
That's right.
If you
that's
can get right a hair ruffle in there.
It's good. It's good. It's
always a bonus. Dad is late to pick him up, like, super late. You can
tell he's
neglected.
Like a workaholic. He's got a fucking crazy ancient dinosaur of a car phone, which I found hilarious.
When he eventually picks him. Oh, well. So Spencer leaves after, you know, dad's a no-show.
Yeah.
Runs into, like, goes. Oh, he sees the girl hanging out outside a ice cream.
Yeah.
So the social spot. Goes up to her and she says hi and he can't say anything back. Bully, you know, wraps his arm around him and it's like, ah, doesn't that suck? And oh yeah, now I'm gonna kick your butt. Mm-hmm. And he punches him. We got our punch in,
yeah,
folks.
We
owie,
did.
It ouch hurts. But Spencer's got a comeback.
Yeah.
In the form of some strawberry shortcake ice cream sundae.
Oh yeah, he like threw it at him, or
which was all him perfectly like in place, so nobody was even eating that. Who left?
Seriously,
that?
Though,
who left
that is
ice
the question
cream
of the universe, because in no way,
yeah,
would I leave a perfectly delicious looking ice cream thing, strawberry shortcake thing, on the counter
for sure.
No way, especially me at that age.
And
I would have been
Spencer,
that
like, he, so he's, I mean, he takes the advice pretty quick.
He did, yeah.
From Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah, we don't know her name either, do we?
It's really messed up.
It is messed up. I hate that. What the F, 90s?
And she's not called Mrs. So-and-so here.
She's Ms.
Janet Holloway? Was
Janet
it Mrs.
Holloway.
Holloway? I think it's Mrs. Holloway.
Mrs. Okay. Holloway. Yeah.
Seems like the right thing.
Sounds legit.
And so now Bully is really mad and Spencer runs. Good call. And I love the Bully has a bunch of friends too. Like, once again, like, they always have to have like a pack.
Yes.
but he never sees these friends again or communicates with them in any way. So it's funny. They chase him away. He runs into his dad.
Yeah.
Dad picks him up. Or, oh, he has to hide in a trash can. Very demeaning.
Oh, I know. That's so sad.
You know? But dad picks him up. He smells funny. His dad's like, what the heck? You're supposed to wait for me. He's like, yeah, well, you're supposed to, you know,
show up.
Show up,
yeah.
And we get home. His sister is very rude. You know, you got to have this. And
I mean, that's just the way kids are to each other.
And honestly, like, I don't blame her for being... Yeah, she's just being typical teenager to me.
Absolutely. Yeah,
for
she's
sure.
Just, yeah.
She, like, makes a point of going into his room to be like, it's like, hey, listen, screw you for breathing. Like, I hate your existence.
Yes.
Like, what is it?
Yes.
Dad says he's got to go do work-related stuff, so
right.
Stacy's got to watch him.
She's super pissed about that, because she was supposed to hang out with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend, oof. Oof. Anyway, oof. We'll get to him. Yeah. Supposed to hang out with her boyfriend. So Spencer, very put upon, like, he's looking at his comic books very longingly and everything.
Yeah.
And then notices outside his window, there's a meteor.
Much like
Oregon.
Just saw.
And he uses this telescope to see a telescope that would see a good 10 yards.
Like, seriously,
and
though.
And it somehow sees like across town to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it's a really high-tech, tiny, shitty little telescope.
To it sees across town to like a wrecking yard,
yeah.
Which... I feel a little at home at wrecking yards, just because, yeah, I have, well, we have a nephew,
relative,
Brandon,
yeah.
A relative who, yeah, is a family of wrecking yard owners. So I would frequently visit wrecking yards, and I thought they were really cool.
They are
like
kind of cool.
Weren't supposed to be there, you know?
Yeah.
You're looking for the junkyard dog. They do have them. They're not that bad, though.
No, they're not.
And he goes to investigate.
Yeah.
Cause he gotta.
Yeah, you do.
And what he finds is this pot. He opens it up and there is this weird looking thing. Again, I describe it as a cross between Iron Man and, the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. That's legit.
These big bug eyes, though, that are very awkward. Like, that's the
eyes.
Most weird part. And, like,
mm-hmm.
The mouth. Like, you think it's weird on the outside.
Seriously,
wait till
though.
You see what it's like
on
the inside.
It's so upsetting.
It's very upsetting. Because what's about to... Okay, so it announces itself. It starts talking in a weird alien language. But after Spencer talks a little bit, it quickly... Figures out, oh, Earth language, English. Like,
no problem.
Yeah, got it. It's like, wait, so you're aware of... Again, like, see, this is when sci-fi and stuff, you gotta let a lot of things go because...
You
if
do.
You
just
into,
have to
like,
accept that this is how it is in this universe and you just don't question it.
So he's communicating with him and he's a cyber suit. So here's the thing about this. So they build this suit. Why not just build a robot, a Terminator type situation? No, they had to build a suit. It's really inconvenient because it's like, okay, we have to have a pilot in it. Like,
yeah, it's
why
so
can't
weird.
We just turn it on and it like does stuff for us? Like, no. We gotta have a pilot in it.
So stupid. And why would they not send it down with a pilot?
With somebody, right?
In it, yeah.
So this cyber suit was designed to be a battle, like for battle.
Yes.
And so its main mission is to be tested now.
Yeah.
And Spencer, like, thinks, oh, this is kind of cool. So I love, again, how quickly we adapt. It's like, oh, this is cool. Yeah, I want in on this. No, I see this.
I would
get
have been
the
running.
Fuck out of here.
I would have been running. But Spencer is all of a sudden so brave. Like,
step in. Like, I just hate how it just, it was all very uncomfortable.
That.
I was like, here, come on in. Like, yeah, no, I
and
don't.
Spencer was like screaming, like, ah, let me out. I'm like,
very invasive and like, yeah, you know, like it's just, yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yucky.
And it seals him inside itself. So
yeah.
Spencer is inside this thing.
Yeah, what and is this kid even doing? That's what I wrote.
The
now the robot and child are one.
Yeah, right. And the perception is all weird because they frequently cut to inside shots and, like, the head is apparently huge.
It like, is giant.
The size of a laptop, you know? And, like, he has all this headroom and stuff, but you cut to outside and, like, it's supposed to be
normal
snug.
Sized.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Very weird. So here's a fun fact. This kid, bear in mind... He had already been through Jurassic Park. Very ahead of its time, like visual effects wise. Didn't use a whole lot of it did use a good amount of practical effects, but what it's known for is its ability to use the CGI. Groundbreaking CGI. BTS photos of Jurassic Park are so fun because you see people screaming in response to tennis balls being dangled in front of them. Because all you really need when you're filming the thing is just sight lines for people to react to. You don't need, because later you're going to put the dinosaurs in there.
Right.
So this kid, having been through all of that, having to scream at tennis balls that aren't raptors, and having read a script that has raptors in it, he was under the impression that during this movie he would be walking around in the cyber suit doing all the stunts and everything, and was just really surprised to find out that it was a stuntman who did all that, and he just did the reaction shots.
Poor
it's
kid.
Like, dude, you've been through Jurassic Park. You know
you
how
know
movies
how this
work.
Works, right? Right.
Poor kid. He just really wanted, like, maybe after the disappointment of Jurassic Park, he was just like, okay, but this time I actually get to do something. Yay! It's like, no, it's movies again. It's like, God damn it.
It's the same thing, honey. What is that kid up to now?
He does things. Frequent things.
Does he?
Not really. Enslaved by Ducks is his next movie.
That doesn't sound good.
He was in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie John Deacon. I don't know if that's a member of Queen or not. Elementary, Person of Interest, G.I. Joe, Justified. He does stuff.
Okay.
The Pacific, Social Network as Dustin Moskovitz. Okay.
Moskovitz.
Interesting.
Okay, so he does some stuff
kid.
Still.
He grew up to be a pretty handsome fellow.
Yeah, he's handsome. Okay. Yeah, he did pretty good in this.
So you kick off, like, he's in the suit and you gotta, and he's luckily in a wrecking yard, so it's all good. Or wait, it's, right?
Wrecking yard. And
he's like running into things, bouncing off the walls, like
learning how to walk again, basically.
Can't get the mechanics of this thing down, and finally figures out, okay, I take a step, you take a step. It's like, yeah, no shit. I love how, like, they explain it by it connects, you know, via his back of the neck. Like, I love how it's always the back of the neck. I know. Got to do with brain stuff. Mm-hmm. Lingo. Mm-hmm. So he starts getting the hang of it, and cue montage. You gotta have your montages.
Yeah.
And he just, say this does happen for you. What's the first thing you do? Oh, you do flips and twirl around and jump up and down and stuff. No, especially this kid. No, he's going out and he's killing people. Like straight up. Like
he's like, let's go get my motherfucking bully.
Fortunately, he does get around to that. I don't understand how he knows where everybody lives, though. He knows where the bully lives. He knows where the teacher lives.
Yeah. Because they didn't really describe it as, like, a very small town.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of get away with anything if you say it's a really small town, right?
It's probably what... Oh, and he's a new kid, though. They make a point of saying that. He's the new kid.
So how does he know where everybody lives?
Yeah.
It's the robot. He must tell him.
It's the robot, yeah.
Cyborg, whatever it's called.
Cyborg suit. And they decide to call him Cy. Yikes. Yeah, sure. Whatever, Cy. I guess. Like, yeah.
I'm so funny. So then we flip over to the kid, the bully kid in a car headbanging.
Oh, yeah. Right, because he's playing with a car. You know, as you do.
Really nice car.
Your father
has
a wrecking yard. It is a nice car. A Corvette, I think?
Yeah.
Corvette. And the dad is played by Jack McGee. I love this guy. This guy is in so many things. Like, he's one of those guys.
Just has a very familiar face.
Well, and yeah, he just does, a lot of work. Like, a lot of little things. So, I love actors like that. Because you know they're doing well, and they must, like... It's got to be pretty stressful at times, though, because they got bounced from project to project. But, God, they must be having the blast. As long as they're having a blast.
Yeah.
But Jack McGee, I met him. Oh my God, and it was really cool. He was a pretty nice guy. I really like him as an actor. Like, I already liked him, like, seeing him pop up and stuff. It's like, oh, yeah. it's the you can hardly see them nipples guy from Scrooge.
Yeah.
He also played, he played the dad in, or stepdad in, The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Slater. Good guy, good actor, also was in Rescue Me, great show. And he's telling the kid to knock it off, you know, but the kid goes right back to it.
Right. Okay, Dad, no problem.
The cyber suit shows up and decides to traumatize this kid. Like, this would be traumatizing.
Yeah.
And this kid handles it very well. Again, like, I think you would be way more freaked out when you see this alien come in, especially after being spun around in a vehicle.
Oh, my God. So crazy. And can I just say, like, I feel like our main kid, Spencer, just, like, doesn't understand how to teach people lessons.
Yeah, right.
Because, like, yeah, scaring him and telling him to be nice to people would have been different. Brains. But he is just so mean.
That's traumatizing. And you don't so do that traumatizing. To somebody.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, you're just as bad as the exactly. bully now. Like,
right. And the cyber suit even asks, like, why did we do that?
For fun.
And yeah, right. And that's the fucked up part, is his response is for fun.
For fun.
We're sociopaths. Don't you see?
It's so great.
It's fun. No, don't do it for... If you're having... Okay, then if your response says, is that it's fun to do that to people, talk about your issues.
Then he says the line, who else should I abuse? And I was like, what the fuck?
He said that? I missed that.
Yeah, he said that.
Wow.
Who else fuck should you, I Spencer. Abuse? And I was like, oh, I don't really yeah. like this side of you, buddy.
So it kind of explains what a joke is to the cyber suit. Cyber suit kind of picks it up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, too quickly, in my opinion. It's like, what is humor? What is laugh? And, like, makes him think that the suit's going to blow up. And,
And it's not.
He reveals that the suit has a mission, and Spencer can't just get out of the suit. They have a mission to accomplish.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the mission? Oh, because Spencer has to... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm skipping all over the place.
It's okay.
Anyway.
So then they go to the state fair.
There we go.
I miss those.
They're
kind of gross, right? Especially
now. Yeah,
they're
gross, like, and unsafe. And
part of the fun is that it's unsafe, okay?
That's not okay.
That's true, no. though.
You could true. Die. People die.
Yeah, that's true. But Oaks Park. Can we just... How about Oaks Park? You miss that place? No. I thought it was fun. It was like a state fair, but it's permanent, so it's safer. Anyways, I miss that shit, and you can't have it because of COVID. And now I just look at everything in a whole new light because of COVID. I'm like, ew, those have always been
as you
super
should.
Unsanitary.
Yeah.
Not clean. Yeah.
Not clean.
And the robot crawls on the ground, and it's fucking scary.
There's no cover, and no people. It's nobody fucking... would ignore this.
No, it's scary as shit. I don't like it.
Nobody would do it.
Wish I had some cotton candy.
I hate that he, why are we doing this? It's like, oh, I just want to see what she's doing. No, not okay.
Not
okay.
No.
Not okay, guys. Don't go to a fair just to see what your crush is doing.
Right. Not fun. Not cool.
It's called stalking.
So then the robot, like, sort of malfunctions, Sai sort of malfunctions and attacks.
Because he sees a dinosaur?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A T-Rex, perhaps?
You're getting too much enjoyment out of this.
Am I right? The director was the one having a good time with this, because he's like, okay, look, we got the kid from
Jurassic Park without mentioning Jurassic Park.
Okay, I can do one of two things. We can either do a water dripping gag, like, you know, a water puddle gag, or some dude in a T-Rex outfit gag. Which is it?
Yeah.
What do you think, Spencer? I just want to be in the suit. No, we've been over this, okay? You don't get to be in the suit.
You can't go in the suit, honey. It's for the stuntmen. You should have been a stuntman.
Well, not really, because look at you. But honestly, you should be in radio. Like, okay, no. That's mean.
Mean!
He's don't ever say
little guy.
That. Yeah, he's good. It starts blasting people. Target acquired. And eventually...
just starts fucking everything up.
Yeah. He runs away, though.
Or with hyperspeed rollerblading.
Yeah. Why would they need this? Because
it was the 90s, and we were so into rollerblading, we had
to... So weird looking.
It was insane.
Like, that is one of the big eye roll moments. It's like, nope, you could have just had him blast off or anything else, really.
Yeah,
like,
it was stupid.
Again, aliens wouldn't be like, ooh, you know what he should have? A rollerblade function. What are rollerblades? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
So, blasts off.
My next note says evil alien, ?
So, evil alien crash lands, shows up. Oh, there's a pizza guy who's going to be late.
Yeah.
And gets attacked by the weird alien thing.
That happens.
Called a broad warrior. Brood warrior.
Brood warrior.
Attacks them. He sends off his weird little alien thing.
Spider babies.
Really reminded me of the gargoyle thing from Step Monster.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know.
So sends that off to look for the cyber suit, and it wiggles its weird little rattle thing to make him aware.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
The kid is...
hungry.
Missing his mom.
Oh, yeah. His mom's dead. And here's the cyber suit continues to be invasive because it has access to his memory and can like put it on display and shit.
Super weird function.
It's like, I have access to all yours. It's like, could you not do that?
So he like brings up a video of his mom, and the kid is grateful for it. That's cool. Yeah. Then he's hungry.
Now
it's time to go freaking eat. So they go home. Perhaps we should hit the road again. That's what Sai says.
Oh God, they terrorize the room. It's so weird because then there's random moments where it's like, oh, I can't function like a normal person all of a sudden, even though I'm controlling this suit. He puts a whole refrigerator over his head and like knocks
and then attacks
down.
The whole house, basically. It's just a nightmare. It's totally messy.
Stacy has left. She left with her boyfriend, played by Hyde.
Yes.
From that 70s show. And it's just harder to watch now.
I know.
Yikes. And it doesn't help that he played like a rapist boyfriend in a Face-Off also, so I'm already not okay with him being anybody's boyfriend in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, ride my motorcycle. It's it's a crotch rocket.
New. I'm waiting to break it in with you.
Yeah, gross. Very creepy.
So, yeah, they go, and then Spencer and Sai, like, break the whole house, so then they leave again, and then they order
at a burger place
Burger World.
Throw them from the drive-thru, and they go through the drive-thru, grab the food, they dine and dash.
Yeah, rude, but you know, kids. Yeah.
And they eat a burger. Now he's like, how do I eat this thing? So he eats. It's so weird. This is the weirdest part of the whole movie.
Yep.
I
hate this so much. Can I just say that this was so fucking
gross.
And also just like, there's a lot of things I thought were unnecessary in this, but...
this is one of them, for sure.
The top one,
why do
one,
I need
possibly?
To know the eating functions of this
Also,
machine?
Like, the him having so to go pee, gross. I'm like, why?
Yeah, true.
Why?
Because for kids.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah,
you see
it was
this
disgusting.
Thing eat the burger, and then we see it come through the mouth inside,
chewed up,
and then it blends it together.
And I thought, like, oh my god,
all the
they're
nutrients.
Gonna have a smoothie. Like,
yeah,
this is fucking
exactly.
gross.
And no, it turns it into a ball
to eat, and forces him to eat it.
Yeah, forces. Yeah,
it was so gross.
And this is not even like, they just blended it up and mashed. No, it is deprived of all. No, it's just
it's
the nutrients.
It's only the nutrients.
It's only the nutrients.
Beef-flavored nutrients.
Yeah.
Beef and
so
bun
it would
flavored.
Not be enjoyable to eat. It would be technically okay for you.
Yeah, but just gross. Like the baby, the mom baby bird thing, the regurgitated food. Like, it's gross.
And the kid even says, I basically just ate an alien turd.
And he's not wrong.
Yeah,
that was disgusting, and I didn't think
disgusting.
It was necessary.
The whole inside of this thing is disgusting. I hate whenever they cut to it, like, talking to him.
The face is so upsetting. It's so upsetting.
It's like flapping and shit. flapping open.
It's the eyes on the inside and outside. No.
Okay, so.
So then
that,
we find out that.
And
the
now
kid,
he's got to take a leak.
Yes.
And this is kind of where it gets revealed, where he's just like, oh, you can't get out. Like, we have to engage an enemy in combat. It's like,
we have
well,
to
I'm
practice
a lover, not
combat
a fighter.
In a field. And yes. It's just like, what?
Well, that's news to me. Get me the hell out of here. It's like, I need to pee.
What is human? Pee.
Like, it's like, what urinate. I love when he... it's the best moment. Urinate. I need to urinate. Just so happy that he figured out what the word is.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, take that clip out of context and put it somewhere.
It would be weird.
Urinate. He's like, I've got one of those. It's like, okay, great, cool. Could you open it up so I can urinate? And it's like on his chest. I love it. He's a fucking alien, so their penises are up there
in different places.
Like,
yeah.
And really tiny, apparently. It's so funny.
They hug and they get pregnant. Like,
yeah. Oh no!
Oh it's no!
It's the Christian idea of pregnancy. No.
Boys and girls stand arms apart.
Yep. No. Leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Goes to his teacher's house. We
Why
don't know
would
how...
that be where you go? Like, you could go anywhere else, right?
Anywhere.
Basically. Yeah, right.
So wakes his teacher up, tells her it's him, says,
it's,
I really
freaks
have to
her
go
out,
to the bathroom.
Scares the
She's
fuck
scared.
Out of her.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
But, you know, she knows how to deal with tarantulas, so...
So she must be cool with aliens.
Yeah, she's cool. Speaking of which, weird bug thing discovers a cyber suit. How? Who knows? It's like a needle in a haystack, but for some reason this thing goes right to them.
Yeah.
And starts rattling its butt, making the other brood warrior know where they're at. And Spencer, like, they finally figure out the cyber suit voice thing, and so now Spencer can communicate.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, it's me. And she's freaked out.
She's like, Spencer? What?
Excuse me.
How?
Understandably. He's like, yeah, long story. I need to use your bathroom.
And then
and
she's
I'd be
like,
later.
Bye. Pee in your suit.
She gets a screwdriver. And this is really awkward because now you got your teacher.
Yeah.
Face to crotch with you.
Right? Yeah. It was awkward.
The teacher should be like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. This is, no.
Yeah.
But she obliges. She uses a
screwdriver.
She's
like, stop moving. And he's like, I'm trying.
Yeah, he's really trying to hold in his pee. But she finally gets it open. And he runs to the bathroom and urinates.
Yep.
And leaves and exits, flushes, and makes a point of saying, that was special. I've never had a pee. I mean, there have been some pees that are felt not that special.
Oh, my God.
It's like those when you're on a trip, like, to grandma's house, there's only that one rest stop.
Oh, God.
You should have gone to the rest stop before, but you were an idiot, and you waited. And now you're really holding it in. Trying to distract yourself with songs, anything, and they get to the rest stop, and then you let it go like that. Yeah,
that's
I wouldn't call it special though.
No, it's just a relief.
A relief.
Yeah, that is what it is.
And then
I've been there. I drink a lot of coffee on road trips too, and then it's like you never. It's kind of like a roulette because you're like, when is there going to be a rest area? In 50 miles or 100? Am I going to have to wait a really long time to go pee?
And now they got to figure out how to get Spencer out of this suit. The Brood Warrior shows up. They try to use the blaster type thing. Spencer's having a little trouble with using everything.
Yeah.
Oh, they did like a Terminator 2 dealio early on where they're just like, hey, you can't just kill people. Like, I have to say Simon Says before you do. And that kind of backfires here because he's like, fire, 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 fire. It's like, Simon Says fire.
Right.
Suit gets kind of banged up.
Yeah.
And the Brood Warrior, like, does this weird laughing thing. It looks so weird. I don't like when it laughs.
I don't like it either. It was so scary.
Brood Warrior itself. A bit of a dated costume, but still impressive.
It was good.
Yeah. And kicks his butt. He runs away, basically, right?
Yeah. Let's get out of here. And they go and find the bully.
Well, they leave, and then he's like, hey, I need to go home. I need to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And I held up my end of the bargain. You just said that I had to engage in battle on the field. You didn't say I had to win the fight.
Right.
And he's right. Yep. He out
found that loophole.
Outthinks the cyber suit, and cyber suit's like, okay.
Bye.
I thought you were just going to forever be locked inside me, but...
It's so weird. And he tells him, like, yeah, humanity is just, like,
doomed.
Aliens.
But, you go home to your family.
Enjoy. Yeah, it is. It's super weird.
Because he's like, basically, I'm just waiting here because I'm a very inefficient
right.
scientific creation.
Thing.
Because I need a pilot.
Right. Yeah, so that's, like... gonna happen. So Spencer goes home. That's what happens.
Yes.
Right? And
Dad doesn't believe him.
Yeah, and Dad is pissed. Reasonably.
Yeah. I mean,
house is your a house nightmare. Is
destroyed. That's gonna be expensive.
Yeah. It's gonna be so expensive. And teacher comes over. Again,
yeah.
And how do you know where your student lives?
Whatever. And she's really like quickly takes on the role of like surrogate mother.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And the dad, like, is game for it, too. It's weird. Yeah.
Super weird.
But they start talking to each other. She's like, you need to believe him. He's like, no, you're crazy. Because, woman, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That happens.
Spencer decides that he needs to do the right thing.
He does. He needs to escape the house. So he breaks out of his house.
Oh, and the little sister kind of has a heart-to-heart with him. Where she's like, hey, you're kind of... lame, but you're my lame
right
brother.
And she kind of says, like, you just need to, like, think of somebody that you admire and try to figure out what they would do.
Oh, so the comic book. Okay, so that's why it
tracks. So then he looks at the comic book and he's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna do this.
Runs into the bully because the bully is back at home. Like, Dad's really pissed about the car.
Dad is, like, saying the thing to the bully that the bully said to the kid. It's super fucked.
And then the suit said that to him. So he's like, he figures it out. It's like, oh my God, that's the Spencer game. I don't know why we needed him to figure it out.
Yeah, but okay.
Tracks down Spencer. Spencer punches him. He's like, I don't have time for this. He's like, oh, maybe a little. It's like, no, that's not the right.
Yeah, don't.
Impulse.
No.
I mean, get involved if you have to, but...
Yeah, stand up for yourself. If somebody is attacking you and you tried to get them to back down, like, you should stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. I 100% believe in self-defense.
Right.
But, like, Spencer totally, like...
lays him out.
Yeah!
And he's like, come on, motherfucker! He says that.
Fight me, bitch!
And the bully, like, is about to fight him, but he pulls a, you know, it's a... King Kong versus Godzilla moment where it's like, okay, I respect you.
Yeah, now we're friends.
Yeah. And the alien thing shows up, looks at them, and is like, okay, see ya. It's like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We gotta go find Sai. So he runs to find Sai. The weird little brood warrior already found him, though. Took him to the junkyard, so we get a badass junkyard situation here.
Kids versus aliens.
The bully has to distract him, and he does that. Almost gets killed in the process.
Yeah, he does.
He's gonna get crushed by a motor that the brood warrior's gonna just drop on him. But Spencer gets in the suit in time, and he starts kicking some alien butt.
That's right.
But the blaster doesn't work for some reason. I missed that. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
This is like
a kind of cluttered scene. I liked it, but...
Yeah, he starts fighting with a shield and a hammer.
Right. Thor.
Gets the upper hand on them for a little while, but then the Brood Warrior starts blowing shit up. The cyber suit stops working, so now Spencer's got to rely... He can't rely on the cyber suit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that they had this moment where Spencer has to be the one to...
Yeah, me too. Something. I liked it too.
Gets out of the suit and, is talking shit to this brood warrior, basically.
Yeah.
Did he and the bully kind of figure out a plan, I'm guessing?
Yeah, they sort of worked it out.
All right. So, because there's this truck waiting in the crusher
unit.
This would be very scary. He leads the brood warrior into the truck. Brood warrior is totally gonna kill him by using a garbage disposal on his face.
Yikes.
Closing in, the bully, Turbo.
Turbo.
Activates the crusher, and Spencer crawls out of the little sunroof situation and gets out in time. The crusher crushes the little brood warrior down to a disgusting little cube, and it is conveniently holding Spencer's shoe in its hand.
Yeah, too convenient, man.
Lame.
The Psy is hurt or dead. I didn't know at this point.
Yeah, right. Hurt or dead.
And then some new aliens come down.
And they revive him?
Yes.
Yes. The aliens show up, revive him. I thought they all blew up on the planet, but I guess not. Yeah,
we don't know how or why these aliens knew where he was, knew how to find him, didn't send one of them down with him. Like, we don't get any of that info, and it's fine.
But they repair Psy. Psy is like, hey, humans are good people. Like, he's communicating with them in his language. Mm-hmm. Like, he tells them a joke, and they pick up on what a joke is way faster than Psy did. Very stupid. He's like, hey, this is my father, basically. He's my creator. And the science alien guy is just like, good person. Okay.
Yeah.
The military officer of the group, I'm guessing, like, gives him a little badge of honor.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was cute. And they take off, like, live long and prosper. Oh, they have okay. Spencer has known this cyber suit for less than 12 hours.
Yes. Less than one day.
And
yes.
is weeping
yes,
tears.
Openly.
Like, where she's like, oh, no. You'll always be my friend. It's like, you will always have a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. Yeah, it's stupid.
So stupid. So Spencer goes to school the next day, though, with confidence, having learned his lesson.
Yeah, and now he's going to go
goes right up to the girl and he says...
Yeah. Oh, his dad, by the way,
came
right as the aliens were leaving. And now he believes him.
Now he believes
him. Everything is
fine. Yeah, and now he's like, hey, I'll be here right on time.
Yeah, him and the teacher are going to bang.
Totally banging.
She's like, I know where you can go fishing. I know where you can put your fishing pole. And he's like, oh, okay.
Turbo and Spencer, I guess, are friends. I like that turn. Like, it doesn't always work out in real life. But if you can do it organically, it works.
Plus, like, I do think that...
I like when enemies become friends.
Me too. And when kids are this little, they're 12 years old, like, this kid has a rough life with his dad. His dad is a bully. That's the only male influence in his life. Like, I do think that kids like this deserve, like... You know, like, they should learn their lesson, but, like, I also believe that they should
be able to identify what their problem is and understand
that that's not how you have to be, you know, because that's the only example they see.
Right.
So I think that this is a good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
They end up being good little friends, and he kind of, like, pats him on the
back
and says, good luck, buddy.
And then he takes his comic book and spits in it and is like, saved your spot. And Spencer looks really confused because he's like, wait, but I thought we were friends. okay. That doesn't happen.
No,
I would have laughed if it did, though.
April Fool's.
And then the bully could have been like, oh, crap. Sorry.
I forgot we were
doing
friends.
That. Yeah. Sorry about that. It's going to be really hard habit to break. I'm just so used to
it. I see your comic book. It makes me want to spit. Yeah. Like,
anyway, good luck, man. Best of luck. Oh, ow!
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Goes right up to her and he's like, so, you like Night Warrior?
And she's
Best pickup line ever. She's like, yeah. And she gives him a first issue.
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Good enough.
It was, I mean,
good enough.
Yeah, for it being his story, it was great.
Yeah. But as we all know, it's not just his story. It's her story, too.
Yes.
Right. And that's the movie, folks.
That's it.
Man, yeah. Might have been a little more home at Nickelodeon. I feel like I saw it in Disney Channel. Who knows? It was so long ago.
We don't care.
So yeah, that's the movie. Shall we rate it?
Let's do it.
Out of 10 weird nutrient alien turds.
Zero, if that's what we're rating with. All right, fine. Nutrient turds.
Out of 10 nutrient turds, how many nutrient turds do you give Star Kid?
I got it. I'm ready for this. All
right. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Okay. 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 I got mine.
Me too.
1, 2, 3, 5, 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems
that's
legit.
That's about right. That's about right.
It's fine. I would watch it again.
Oh, you would?
Okay. Yeah. If it came on, sure. It'd be on the background.
It was tolerable.
Yeah, it's fine.
There are worse movies. Part of me wanted it to be worse. Because then
it's more fun sometimes. Yeah, because this was just sort of like,
Because the special effects weren't even like disappointingly bad. Like, no. There were a few moments where it was just like, we'd do
this
better.
This sort
now,
of but, felt like just like a DCOM.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a slightly more elevated DCOM.
Yeah, a little more elevated. A little better effect.
Music is way too chaotic. Like, I was legitimately distracted by the music a couple of times. Like,
me too.
Just like, wow, they're really, like, going for it. And then not to mention the weird, the soundtrack songs they chose were blech.
Yeah.
Come on, take it. It wasn't even the good version of that song. Like, you know.
They couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Well, Stevie Wonder's. Amazing version, but then there's who is that band?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, because it's the same band that does it from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh
movie,
yeah,
those guys. Okay, so okay, 4 and 5.
Yeah, 5.
So yeah, I just felt like it was just not enough to make me go like wow or super entertaining, and a few eye roll moments. So you know.
Yeah, I did watch it in two sections, separate sections, which I think helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does help.
Because
yeah,
if I would have watched it all in one, I would have been like, 3.
Yeah.
Because because it's just sort of like...
Oh, and it is a little long. It's like an hour 45.
Yeah. I thought it was like, I would have cut out the pee scene. I would have cut out the food scene. I would have cut out...
Maybe the... Well, no, you needed that first scene at the amusement park, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some stuff.
But,
Sister riding around on the motorcycle, I didn't give a shit.
That old boyfriend thing. And then the boyfriend turns out to be a dick. Like, why? We didn't need any of the sister stuff,
that's
basically.
What I'm saying. Like, you're not really fleshing her character
They just
out.
Really needed that to sort of set up her having a heart-to-heart with him.
Yeah. I gotta say, when you're a teenager, though, like, you can ditch your kid brother or kid sister... With any excuse. You could have had a friend that wanted to go to the mall.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
Anyways, go to the mall.
Today.
But not yet.
I love.
Not yet.
I've had my first vaccination, guys. I'm super, super happy about
it.
I'm
on the books.
Yeah, you are. And my husband Josh is getting his tomorrow. And it's very exciting.
Good. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, my recommendation this week is going to be a YouTube series, Yoga with Adrienne. Check her out. She does vinyasa yoga, which is my favorite. It just really helps like me meditate and be mindful, and it really centers me and it helps me sleep better. I'm back in school, and so I needed something to kind of help center me when I'm crazy busy again. So, Yoga with Adrienne. She does every single month, she does 30 days of yoga, and it's always different challenges.
Yeah.
So, every day she posts a new video.
You can't do yoga every day.
You absolutely can. Sometimes I even just take, like, the mindful meditation portion of it and do that right before bed. And that really helps me. But just yoga in general is really good for your body if you can do it, you know? It's fun. I like it.
I'm going to recommend a podcast.
Yeah.
Called Getting Better with Ron Funches.
That sounds awesome.
I think I recommended checking out Ron Funches last week. I'm getting a real kick out of this guy. He's really funny. He's the voice of King Shark on the Harley Quinn animated series.
Oh, yeah, you did mention him last week.
But he's got a podcast and he's on Twitch. He's just a really fun guy. Total stoner. If you're into if you're green friendly, he's totally up your alley.
Yeah.
But also just a really, hilarious guy. Okay, you know him from New Girl.
New Girl.
So do you remember the guy without a shirt, like
that dude sings?
Looks like a lady.
Yes, I know exactly who you're speaking
who it
of.
Is. Yeah, that's him. And yeah. And that was one of the best moments of New Girl.
It was like a hilarious episode.
I died. Like, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
He's just, and on his podcast, he's just really looking at self-improvement, and he has guests on who are also looking to work through self-improvement.
I love that so
it's just really, like, you know, sometimes these self-improvement things can be grating and stuff, like, or feel insincere and stuff, but when you find the ones that works for you, like, that's good. Like, as long as the person or program or whatever you're looking into is helping you, then you're on the right track.
Hell yes.
I would never hate on anybody for wanting to do a little self-improvement.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and I just like this because it's on a really super real level where he's like, hey, I'm not a professional or nothing like that. I am strictly a guy just wanting to better himself for the sake of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, you know. For humanity, for himself,
yeah.
for other people around him, for...
Yeah.
Yeah,
so he just has open discussions with people. It's like, oh, what are you working on, you know,
that's
in your
so
life?
Cool.
And what have you worked on, you know? Recent guests, they talked about friendship, you know.
Oh, so, I love that.
It's good stuff. Check it out. Getting Better, but with
Getting
Ron
Better.
Funches.
That's cool.
All right,
both
guys.
Both of ours are kind of self-improvement. Hmm? Mine's Yoga with Adrian. Yeah, right. Yours is, I love that. It's like we planned it.
So, voting this week. Should
yeah,
we talk about that next?
Let's do it. What are we voting on?
Hold on. Guess. Okay, so next week we are voting on... Okay, so these are two really good ones. The movie's Susie Q.
Mm-hmm.
Starring... what's her name? Amy Jo Johnson.
Nice.
From the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And it's about a girl from the 60s who dies and comes back to life as a ghost in the 90s.
Hmm.
I think 50s, 60s, 90s, 2000s, something like mm-hmm. that. Anyway, and only this, there's this one guy who can see her, and it's just about solving some sort of mystery, something
Ooh,
like
that's
that.
That's fun.
It's been a while. So Susie Q versus Wish Upon a Star, which is kind of like Freaky Friday, but between two sisters.
Yeah.
One is a really uptight, science-driven, like, kind of geeky girl, and one is more the fashionista, mm-hmm. it girl, you mm-hmm. know, queen bee crowd type person. And they, one day, one of them wishes upon a star, and wouldn't you know it, the next day they switch places.
I remember, like... This movie fondly, yeah.
It's a great movie, and it's got from Knocked Up.
Katherine Heigl.
Katherine Heigl.
I love her.
One of
so
her earliest
much.
Roles, and like really good in it. Yeah.
Ugh, she's so awesome, you guys.
So vote between those two, and you can do that by you can send us an email
at DisneyChannelServers@gmail.com,
which is also a place that you can send us like some. Ideas for future episodes.
Hell yeah.
Anything that you want to discuss, questions, queries, comments.
Oh, you know, one of my friends just suggested that we do Short Circuit. And I was like, Jake, I would love that.
I love Short Circuit. That could work in the future.
Someday.
Yeah. I don't know if they should. Yeah, they probably did show it on the Disney Channel. You can also vote by going on our Instagram.
Yeah, Disney Channel Servers, or follow us individually, me at Casey Schwartz.
Or me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And we also have a Facebook page, Disney Channel Servers.
So follow us on any one of those things. And now we have some kind of bittersweet news.
Yeah.
Mostly sweet, though.
Yeah.
So we're reaching the end of this season. We've got about... 3 or 4 more weeks left in the season. Really looking forward to it. We've got some fun movies on the mm-hmm. docket for you guys. But you know what? We like to shake things up. And like yeah. basically the show has already been like veering just a little bit from its point. We're at this point, like we're just kind of digging through familiar movies that we remember that might have been on the Disney Channel
yeah.
that may not necessarily be owned mm-hmm. by Disney. So we want to open it up a little bit, and as much fun as it's been to enjoy these Disney things with all you other Disney fans, we're just opening up the scope a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of
revamp
this show. We're changing the name to something like Siblings in Cinema or Sibling Cinematic. We'll get back to you on that too. But basically, it's going to be the same show. Like, it's still us, and it's still a lot of the same, like, content, a lot of the same feel.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a different show, and we're just opening it up to include movies from every genre, not just Disney.
Yeah. That doesn't mean we're not going to have Disney Days.
Right.
Is what we'll probably call them, Disney Days.
Yeah.
And bonus features. Yeah. You know, we have a lot that we still haven't touched through the Disney, and we'll definitely still include that. But this is going to broaden it a lot, and we'll have, you know, a lot more fun.
More fun segments.
Exciting.
Like Stump the Sibling, in which Casey will try to stump me with questions.
Hell
from
yeah.
Movies and stuff. And the basic idea is each week we will do a sibling movie swap. I will give Casey a movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Casey will give me a movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we will just kind of go through them, and we'll even answer questions. We'll have to each answer the same question, such as, like, why did you make me watch this? Like, that would be the first question every time. Like, why would you make me? And we have to have a reason.
Yeah.
And might be fun if it's, like, predict the person's favorite part, like, write it in an envelope.
Yeah, that's a fun idea.
And if at the end, like, it turns out to be the part that you mentioned, I don't know.
We'll buy each other coffee.
Oh.
We have very different answers.
All right. But yeah, it's going to be something like that. So keep an ear up for that. We're going to keep talking to it as this progresses, as the season ends. We'll let you know where to look.
Yeah, for sure. And once we're both fully vaccinated, we might have some more guests on.
Yeah.
Just kind of trying to be as safe as we can be right now. But
Other siblings.
That's fun.
All right, folks. Well, thanks for joining us. And be sure to vote between Susie Q or Wish Upon a Star. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Ta-ta.